We also care about our hard-earned money and the taxes that we pay that is just getting basically burned and blown up with bombs falling in Iran. And so not only do we care about our military troops and are so tired of decades of seeing flag-draped coffins come home,
yes,
or people we know and love come back with PTSD or injuries that they never overcome. We're more than tired of that. But it's the propaganda that is sold over and over and over again by administration after administration. And it doesn't matter if it's Republican or Democrat. The propaganda is sold to the American people over and over of why we need to go bomb or go to war in some country that many people can't find on a map and have never been to and it doesn't affect us here at home.
Welcome to today's interview here on brightvideos.com. I'm Mike Adams, and today we're joined by Marjorie Taylor Greene, who I got to say, I'm so impressed with her work, her courage, her voice, her dedication to truth. I think Marjorie Taylor Greene represents the kind of America that we actually want to create. And she's here to talk with us today about kind of what went wrong on the way to that plan and maybe how we can make some changes. So welcome, Marjorie Taylor Greene. It's an honor
Hi.
To have you on.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, it's great to have you here. And I'm a fellow Texan, by the way. And like you, you know, I was a former Trump supporter. I'm very disappointed with a lot of recent things. I'm opposed to these wars. I'm opposed to a lot of the current policies. I'm pro Second Amendment. You know, I'm pro faith. I'm pro Texas. But there's a lot of people like us right now, aren't there? And how would you characterize what's happening with, you know, the former Trump support and where this is headed?
Well, I'm actually from Georgia, have born and raised, lived here my entire life. That's where I live now, but I totally share your same views. I'm very conservative. As a matter of fact, so conservative, I have a 100% conservative voting record when I served in Congress, and none of my views have changed. For me, I was, you know, gosh, I was all in, supported President Trump during the campaign. I think I was the Republican that spoke at his rallies more than any other elected Republican because of what he said and the views and policies that he supported on the campaign. That has changed a lot, unfortunately, going from campaign Donald Trump to President Donald Trump. And yeah. I think that's where people are so frustrated. When he said no more foreign wars, we supported that. Well, now we're in a war with Iran. When he said America first, lower inflation, lower grocery prices, lower the price of gasoline and diesel, we 100% supported that. When he said things like he wanted to put tariffs in place in order to get rid of income taxes, my goodness, I think so many of us were all in. When he supported DOGE, getting rid of waste, fraud, and abuse inside the government, I mean, I know that was something I supported so much. I created a subcommittee on the oversight committee.
Yes.
And so much of these policies that we have, that we wanted so badly, and we're ready to just kick Democrats to the curb forever because of their open borders, their support for the trans agenda on children and women, their big government spending. But look at what we've gotten. We've gotten practically the same thing with Republicans. Big government spending, $40 trillion in debt. Our border may not be open, but they're welcoming in H-1B visa holders, Indians, and you know, Chinese students, 600,000 or more. To me, it's like, what's the difference? You're still replacing American jobs and American students. And so you're just seeing people that are look, we don't care what you say anymore on Truth Social. We don't care what you say to the press at the White House. We don't care what you say on the campaign trail. It's all about what you actually do.
Yes, and, exactly.
And the results aren't there. As a matter of fact, they're very much the opposite.
Absolutely. And by the way, thank you for the correction. I should have said I am a fellow Southerner, but for the Northern people, they don't realize that we all consider ourselves basically the one giant state. Like Georgia is greater Texas, or in Georgia, they would say Texas is greater Georgia. So,
I married a Texan, so I get it.
Exactly. There's a cultural thing that not everybody gets unless they're here. But we share, a lot of values of personal mm-hmm. freedom and liberty, but also high integrity. We want to treat people with dignity. We don't want to get involved in all these foreign wars because our states, Texas, Georgia, et cetera, this is where all the veterans come from. You know, I mean, a significant portion of the military comes from our states. So it's our boys and women in some cases that come back injured or come back with PTSD. We don't want that to happen to them. We care about our citizens, right?
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. We also care about our hard-earned money and the taxes that we pay that is just getting basically burned and blown up with bombs falling in Iran. And so not only do we care about our military troops and are so tired of decades of seeing flag-draped coffins come home
yes.
or people we know and love come back with PTSD or injuries that they never overcome. We're more than tired of that. But it's the propaganda that is sold over and over and over again by administration after administration. And it doesn't matter if it's Republican or Democrat. The propaganda is sold to the American people over and over of why we need to go bomb or go to war in some country that many people can't find on a map and have never been to and it doesn't affect us here at home. And, you know, the president said that it was that Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon. Well, he was told by Tulsi Gabbard and all of our intelligence agencies that Iran is nowhere near developing a nuclear weapon. And that was also said by the international agencies that monitor all of this. And so that's not the real reason. And that's proving to be true right now in their so-called negotiations that really are not happening. It's really all about the Strait of Hormuz.
Yeah.
And it's really all about the trade routes and about oil. Once again, it's another Middle East war all about oil. And I'm sorry, we're $40 trillion in debt. And our dollar is weakening and weakening and weakening down to the point where so many people today can't afford, like families, they can't afford to live on a single income anymore like you could 20 years ago.
That's right.
It's a two working household now. And just what it is to be an American is completely changing. I saw Stephen Moore post up a chart the other day, I don't know if you saw it, where Americans are now paying more in taxes as a whole than they are for the basic needs of life, rent, housing, food, groceries, clothing. We're paying more in taxes than we are for our basic needs. To me, that means that the whole thing is completely over with. And I just don't know how we support it anymore.
And all the currency printing to support mm-hmm. the war machine. Is also a big part of why things are unaffordable for people. Now, let's talk about the possibility of some solutions. I'm so impressed with you and how you proved your merit and your courage in standing up against the system, even in announcing your resignation from Congress. Was also an act of courage because you stood by your principles. You didn't compromise in order to stay in. On this show, I've interviewed Colonel Douglas McGregor and Tucker Carlson. Mm-hmm. We've interviewed and many other people. We're fans of Thomas Massey and Ron Paul, by the way, mm-hmm. who is an actual Texan. I should note. Is there a future? Because there are hints, there are rumors of a third party or something. I'm not mm-hmm. asking you to break any secrets or anything, but where is this all headed?
Well, I think what is happening right now is it's coming to terms with the fact that the two-party system has completely failed us. Like I said, no matter which party is in control, you get the same result. You get more debt, you get more foreign wars, the dollar gets weaker, and Americans are put last. And yes, there are differences between the Democrat and Republican Party, but after serving in Congress, I can tell you firsthand, watching it up close, they work together and it continues the same garbage year after year. The same budget gets passed, the same programs get supported. Yeah, they fight on TV and they fight in political campaigns. And the social issues are different. However, it's just a team sport. It's just one side fighting against the other, but the results are always the same. And so where we are right now is I think it's a reckoning. I think Americans have got to take a hard look at our situation. And I think they're going to realize it probably pretty soon. in a matter of years, we're $40 trillion in debt right now. And they're saying that we could be $50 trillion in debt sometime around 2028 or a year after that, because the interest on the debt is growing out of control. And Congress doesn't reduce any spending. We're also looking at Social Security and Medicare being completely insolvent. That means bankrupt by the year 2032. So the words that I'm speaking, and Thomas Massey and so many others like us, Tucker, and so many others, where we're saying this is a total failure for everyone and it's not worth being involved in the two-party system anymore. It's no longer voting for a lesser evil because they're both evil. This is going to require Americans in large numbers to agree and come to terms with it and really decide to do something about it. And I think there's many Americans that are already there. 45% of Americans consider themselves independents. That is a larger majority than the Republican and Democrat Party. So the case is already being made. People are pretty much there. However, the reality is we've got some years to go. The baby boomer generation is very embedded in voting in the two-party system. And these people vote. They show up and consistently vote. Whereas the younger generations, they do not vote. They're much further into the America First movement and their belief system. However, they don't show up at the polls. So it's going to take a considerable amount of time. But it's really going to take many Americans willing to say, we're not going to get our hands dirty anymore participating in something that is completely failing every single one of us.
I completely agree with what you just said, but we will both hear from people who will say, if you don't vote for the GOP, then you're letting the Democrats win, and then they're going to target the children with transgenderism, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And they're going to ban the Second Amendment, et cetera. You know, what is your response to that argument? I'm sure you've already heard.
I have a pretty good response to that particular argument, especially when it comes to the transgender agenda on children. You know, the last vote I took in the House of Representatives was actually on my own bill called Protect Children's Innocence Act. And it makes it a felony to perform gender affirming care, basically to trans any child under the age of 18. That bill actually passed the House, and it only passed the House, by the way, because three Democrats actually voted for it. There were four Republicans that voted against it.
Wow.
Four Republicans voted no on that. So my bill to stop the trans agenda on children, that literally makes it a felony on the federal level to give them hormones, to perform mastectomies, castration, counsel them, teachers to talk them into being trans, changing their gender, would be a felony. However, it's Republicans in the Senate that are in charge right now that are not, that bill is sitting in the Senate. I'm not kidding you. All they got to do is bring it up for a vote. It's sitting over there in the Senate ready to go. They can pass it in the Senate and send it to the White House. However, the Republican-controlled White House is not putting any pressure on passing the bill, and the Republican-controlled Senate is not doing anything with the bill. So it's not even a priority of theirs. The bill Wow. passed. So I can tell you right now, I have worked so hard fighting to protect our Second Amendment, fighting literally passed a bill to stop the trans agenda on children. I have a 100% voting record. I voted against all the foreign war money, foreign aid, voted against all of that stuff, voted against the bloated budgets. However, nothing ever changed. And Yeah. so what do I have to say to people that are saying, oh, you're going to let the Democrats win? I can tell you this right now. The Republicans don't want to win. They don't want to win, because if they really wanted to win, they would do things like pick up the bill, Protect Children's Innocence Act, and they would pass it in the Senate.
Good point.
They would get rid of the filibuster and they would pass the Save America Act. They would take brave action, courageous action, and they would actually accomplish what they promised us on the campaign trail. So why do I need to support a party that is refusing, literally refusing, to do exactly what they promised and what we voted for? I'm not going to do it. And does it let the Democrats win? Well, like I said, it doesn't matter. Under Democrat presidents, Obama, Biden, Clinton, we got foreign wars and more debt. Under Republican presidents, Bush, Trump 1, Trump 2, we got more foreign wars and more debt. And so I just refuse to have anything to do with complete failure.
Yeah, that's well stated. And I would add that, especially in the Senate, the GOP Senate leaders, like let's say, you know, Mitch McConnell or the late Lindsey Graham, especially because of the existence of the filibuster, they were more happy to be the minority party who could function as gatekeepers, because they had a lot of control as the minority party as long as that filibuster rule was in place. So they were always playing games with that. Whereas us Americans in Georgia, in Texas, in Tennessee, I mean, all over the country, even in California and Oregon, we don't feel represented at all.
Nope,
by
you're not.
The representatives in D.C. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, you're not represented. Just to tell you, you're not. You can go ahead and finish.
I just wanted to confirm you're not
represented.
Okay, let me continue. And this might sound radical, but I am at the point, you know, as a Texan, as an educator and a food scientist and everything, I think we should completely dismantle the ATF, the FDA, the CDC, HHS, EPA, just like almost the entire list. Like, I can understand air traffic control, the FCC, you know, I can understand things like that. We don't want airplanes to collide. But in my view, these other agencies are harmful to our country. They are not helping at all. That's my opinion.
Well, I actually had introduced a bill to completely dismantle the ATF at one point. So, but I do agree with you. We need to reduce the size of our federal government. There's a lot of overlap. You can reduce many of these agencies down into several agencies and still accomplish the same job, but they're not willing to do it. These all sound like great ideas, but I can tell you right now, neither party will ever do it because they serve the big donors and the lobbyists and the big corporations. You see, when I was in Congress, that's the only people I saw in there. Was lobbyists representing special interests like big pharma, military industrial complex, any big industry. I never saw regular Americans there because regular Americans are working and they're busy living their lives and they think that they're being represented, but you're not. You're being, they're representing basically Washington, D.C. and the lobbyists and the big corporate interests. They're representing the people that are taking them to dinner and writing them max campaign checks.
Absolutely.
And so we can talk about all the greatest ideas in the world, but I can tell you right now, they're never going to reduce the size of the federal government. They're just not going to do it.
Number one, give us your X handle so people can follow you on X.
Mm-hmm. I've got two X accounts, my former congressional account, former Rep MTG, and then I have my original X account, the one that got banned on Twitter for saying that the FDA should repeal the COVID vaccine and being completely against the lockdowns and all the vaccines, and calling for Anthony Fauci to be fired. That's my original X account, and that is at MT Green with two E's on the end.
At MT Green.
With two E's on the end. Yep.
Wait, just spell your last name for us again, just to be clear to
you. Oh, yeah. So that X account is MTGREENEE. MT Green, two E's on the end.
Okay. Got it. All right. I'll have to make sure my editor puts it on the screen because that could be confusing to people.
Thank you.
No problem. Now let's talk. We still have a few minutes left. Again, thank you for your time. I understand you're super busy today. People have no idea what you're actually handling at the moment. But about these, so now we have the new mRNA flu shot that's just been apparently approved by the FDA, lacking long-term clinical trials, et cetera. You know, Trump signed an EO that, as you know, doesn't carry the weight of law. It's not a regulation. It can be ignored largely or thrown out. What's your take on the fact that now it feels like we're going through COVID 2.0 about to again with more mRNA jabs? Personally, I don't want all these people shedding all over me. I don't take these jabs. I don't want to be around people that take the jabs. Mm-hmm. But what's your take on what's happening?
Well, the president, he has bragged over and over again about Operation Warp Speed. He fully supports the COVID vaccines. He's very proud of them. He's gotten vaccinated himself, even as recently as him being president at his at his checkup. And, you know, he absolutely loved Anthony Fauci during his first term. He was the one that locked down our country. Remember?
Yes.
15 days to slow the spread. he supported the blue state governors that kept their states locked down. Andrew Cuomo. I mean, we can never forget that. And even endorsed him in his race just last year. So these are things that you have to be realistic about Donald Trump. He's very much supports vaccines, and he's not against the mRNA vaccine. No. And he doesn't believe the COVID vaccines kill people. As a matter of fact, he has told me over and over again, he has said it on TV a million times, he believes that Operation Warp Speed and the COVID vaccine saved millions of lives. And so people like us that totally disagree and are against the COVID vaccines and know the real harm that they have caused and are not surprised by the reports such as about miscarriages, which is horrific. You have to come to terms with the fact that President Trump actually supports them. So does he support a new flu vaccine that's mRNA? Yes, he does. He fully supports it. Now, at the same time, thankfully, he has listened to Secretary Kennedy and did sign that executive order to reduce the number of vaccines for children. However, that under Trump, the FDA is not repealing the approval for the COVID vaccine. So, I mean, you have to look at the actions versus the words. And the reality is that no one's going to be held accountable for all of the crimes against humanity during COVID. And I think that's one of the most unforgivable things that we're seeing out of this administration.
Yeah, absolutely. It's disgusting. Not only were people like you and I deplatformed, smeared, banned, demonetized, and many, many others, many of our audience members, in fact, and it was the truth tellers. The people that told the truth got blacklisted. And the truth has come out. We've all been vindicated. We were the ones who were right. And now it's coming back around with another mRNA. And apparently there's going to be another after that and another one and another one. And I feel like we're living under just a constant assault from our own FDA that is, let's say, in cahoots with Big Pharma, constantly just pushing out things that make us sick, not things that keep us healthy. I mean,
it's very true. And then that and the fact, I mean, think about all the people that died alone by themselves in the hospital because their families were not allowed to come in. The elderly people in nursing homes that were put together with COVID patients, people that lost their jobs because they refused to take the vaccine, children's education being really, really hurt because of all the school lockdowns. I mean, the stories go on and on. And the stories are real. And the vaccine injuries many people are living with today, and no one will listen to them. They can't sue anybody. They can't get any help. People who lost loved ones. I mean, you can never forget all the videos we saw of people dropping dead, literally on live television. All these young, healthy athletes dying. And now the massive increase in cancer. I mean, I really think it's crimes against humanity, and the entire MAGA and MAHA movement spoke out massively over the years. And like you said, many people were censored, kicked off of social media. I lost my X account for the entire year of 2022, and you got everybody. So many people got censored about it. But there's not going to be any accountability. And that's one of the biggest things that we wanted justice. We wanted accountability for all the wrongs that were done, not just for COVID, the Epstein files, and many other things. And we're not seeing it.
Right.
And it's not trust the plan. If you're still trusting the plan, I'm sorry, there's no help for you at this point.
That's a good point. All right, we're almost out of time. I'm respecting your time limits, but I want to ask you about your future. And I want to just say up front that whatever you plan to do, you have a very strong future because you are the voice of reason, you have credibility, you have proven that you can stand up against the political bullies and the fundraising bullies. You've proven all of that. Whatever you choose to do, I think you'll be very successful with it.
I really appreciate that.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I mean, I wanted to tell you that in person or over Zoom in this case, but you know,
thank you,
face to face as much as we can be. But is right. there anything you want to tell us about what you have coming up, or how people can follow you, or any hints or anything you want to drop?
No, I don't have any announcements, no major hints. Yep. No, just focused on one day at a time and hoping people can see through the BS that is constantly thrown at them every day. But well, no, I sincerely want the best for our country and, and our future.
I know you do. And I'll tell you this, you have an open door here. When or if a day comes that you are onto a new project and you want to come here and help share it with our audience, you are always welcome to come. And we honor your work, and I thank you for your time today. So thank you so much.
Thank you. It's been great to talk to you. I really appreciate it.
It's been great to talk to a fellow Southerner, also from the great state of Georgia. So
that's right.
That's right. All right.
All right.
Well, have a great day.
Thank you so much. You too.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Take care. That was Marjorie Taylor Greene, everybody, from the great state of Georgia. Which again, we consider to be just an extension of Texas here in Texas. I got to rib everybody in the southern states, but you know, our sister state is actually Tennessee, by the way, if you know the history of Texas and Tennessee. So a big shout out to all the Tennesseans out there, as well as the Georgians and everybody in between. So thank you for watching today. I appreciate you, appreciate all of your support. And if you want to watch more video interviews, check it out at brightvideos.com. I'm Mike Adams, and I'm with Marjorie Taylor Greene on these issues. I think she nailed it today. So feel free to share this interview with anybody who you think it might resonate with. And thank you for watching. Take care.
Start your day right with our organic hand-roasted whole bean coffee. Low acid, smooth and bold. Lab-tested and ethically sourced. Taste the difference. Only at healthrangerstore.com.